Yeah, the issue to deal with the eviction of former farm workers is a bit spreaded. It's happening in almost all of the farming regions or farming areas in Zimbabwe. It's not only limited to Manicaland or Mashonaland, central province, that's Mazowe and Rusape, but it's a bit spreaded to the extent that most of the farming regions do have victims who are facing eviction from where they are staying or living.
The Constitution says alternative accommodation must be provided. How is the situation turning out?
The situation is that Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights has had to make several interventions to help protect, to help challenge former farm workers who have been threatened with eviction, who at times have even been evicted. We have had to intervene the case in Chegutu quite recently, whereby the former farm workers had been dumped by the roadside. And our intervention actually led to them having to be restored to live in their accommodation in which they are living. So we're seeing that the lawyers are basing their challenges for these evictions on the new constitution, which guarantees, which provides for that whoever wants to evict someone from a shelter has to find or secure alternative accommodation so that the people's rights are not violated. So the lawyers are simply seeking to enforce the provisions of the new constitution, which provides for this protection.